You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on April 19th, 2026. Welcome to episode 16 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, an update on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, a long interview with the Burnaby Mayor Mike Hurley, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Oscar Twins' self-titled album with Mass Extinction. Mass Extinction from Oscar Twins' self-titled album. Next up is Orthodox, A Door Left Open. The track is Blend In With The Week, featuring Matt McDougall.
Yes.
Now I'd like to comment on SF Athletics at this time. Sorry, I had to change my password on X. On April 13th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference recognized athletes of the week, with Colton Plummer winning the men's track athlete honors between April 6th and 11th. Plummer was outstanding in the 38th annual Pomona Pitcher Invitational on April 11th, winning the men's 800 at 148.15 among 90 finishers, 92 in total, followed by being the second runner in the relays, 4 times 400-meter winning team among 15 teams. Three events occurred on April 15th, first with the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, which announced the men's golf academic team for the 2025-26 season, where SFU's Justin Bjornson was honored among 16 student-athletes for his second consecutive honor with a 3.28 GPA as a communications major. Later on, the BC Sports Hall of Fame announced its 2026 class, where three former SFU athletes were recognized: Doug Brown, Justin Cripps, and Randy Hermes. Doug Brown was the first ever SFU player to sign with an NFL team, playing 2 seasons with the Washington Redskins, appearing in 20 games and recording 22 tackles between 1998 and 1999. After his brief NFL career, Brown returned to Canada in 2001 when he signed with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers of the CFL, where he spent 11 seasons playing in 188 games, recording 426 tackles and 52 sacks, with the last being the third highest in the Blue Bombers' history. Doug Brown, who started his CFL career by winning the Outstanding Canadian of the Year in 2001, is a 7-time All-Star, the second in the CFL history among defensive tacklers, and an 8-time Division All-Star, helping the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to 3 Grey Cup Finals in 2001, 2007, 2011. Brown, a 1-time Blue Bombers Most Outstanding Player, was also the Most Outstanding Canadian 8 times and Most Outstanding Defensive Player 3 times. Furthermore, Doug Brown has been inducted into 4 Hall of Fames for his outstanding CFL career: SFU Athletics, Winnipeg Blue Bombers in 2012, CFL in 2016, and BC in 2022. But it is extremely sad and pathetic that SFU canceled the men's football in 2023. Justin Cripps is one of Canada's top athletes in bobsleigh in his 16 years with the Canadian national team between 2006 and 2022. A 4-time Olympian, first representing Canada in the Winter Olympics at Vancouver in 2010, Cripps also competed in Sochi. Cripps also competed at Sochi in 2014, Pyeongchang in 2018, where he piloted Canada's 2-man bobsleigh team to gold, and Beijing Olympics in 2022, where he piloted Canada's 4-man bobsleigh team to a bronze, becoming the first and only Canadian to win medals in 2- and 4-man bobsleigh events. Furthermore, Justin Cripps won 2 large crystal globes as the IBSF's World Cup Tour as the IVSF World Cup Tour's overall season champion, amassed 44 career IBSF World Cup medals in tour events, 7 gold, 14 silver, 23 bronze, and earned 5 IBSF championship medals, 2 silvers, 3 medals, with 2 medals at Whistler in 2019, a silver in a 2-man bobsleigh, a bronze in a 4-man bobsleigh. Most recently, Cripps was a coach for Team Canada for bobsleigh in the 2026 Milano Cortina Winter Olympics. And Randy Hermes was a member of the 2006 Vancouver Whitecaps women's soccer team, the 2006 W League champions, which included superstar Christine Sinclair, as the Whitecaps women earned their second crown in 3 seasons as the top team in the 37-team North American League, where the Whitecaps women went undefeated at 13-1-1, scoring 46 goals while just yielding 7, and culminating with a 3-0 win over the Ottawa Fury in the finals at Burnaby's Swangard Stadium. Lastly, on April 15th, the SFU Swimming announced the recruitment of Gustav Stockholm, who hails from Ängelholm, Sweden, competes in backstroke, and last attended Southwestern Oregon Community College via the SFU Swimming Facebook and Instagram pages. 2 events were on tap for April 16th, with the Red Leafs track and field teams competing in the 66th annual Mount SAC Relays, which occurred at Hilmer Lodge Stadium in Walnut, California, where the first event, Women's Long Jump Heptathlon, started at 10 a.m. with the distances in meters, times in minutes and seconds. Only 2 SFU athletes were listed on April 16th in the 66th annual Mount SAC Relays, but neither Madison Powell nor Thomas McDonald started in their respective collegiate javelin throws. So, I'm not sure if not starting would qualify as an event for SFU. 4 events were on tap for April 17th. The Great Northwest Athletic Conference recognized top women's golfers and academics as 22 made the 2025-26 Women's Golf Academic All-Conference team, including 2 Red Leafs and Izzy Ferguson, who earned a 3.33 GPA as a biomedical physiology major for her 3rd straight academic all-conference selection, and Chloe Tran, who earned a 3.45 GPA as a psychology major for her 2nd straight academic all-conference selection. Later on, the SFU track and field teams competed in the Brian Clay Invitational, hosted by Azusa Pacific at Cougar Stadium in Azusa, California, where the first event, men's 5,000 run open sea, occurred at 7 a.m. with the distances in meters, times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU in non-preliminary events, as the Red Leafs started in the women's high jump at 10 a.m., where Charlotte Bosma leaped 1.58 for 8th among 16 finishers, 18 total. In the women's 800 run open B, Arlen Mathis clocked in at 2:11.87 for 8th among 127 finishers, 143 total. In the men's triple jump invitational, Danish Adams leaped 13.34 for 10th and last, as 2 others didn't start. In the men's high jump, Lupo Wang leaped 1.98 for 3rd among 17 finishers, 18 total. Meanwhile, the SFU softball hosted a doubleheader against Western Washington at Beattie Field on the Burnaby main campus, where the first pitch was at 2:02 p.m. The Vikings opened the scoring in the top of 2nd on Olivia Matlock's solo shot off Monica Bork, but the Red Leafs jumped to a 3-1 lead in the bottom of 3rd on Cassidy Affeldt's 3-run jack off Alana Wartella. However, Western Washington rallied in the bottom of 6th, starting with Emma Joy's solo shot, tied a game on a Haley Kim double that plated Haley Oilier from 2nd and took a 4-3 lead on a throwing error from SFU's Monica Bork as Kim scored from 3rd as the Vikings shaded the Red Leafs 4-3 with a 9-5 edge in hits, while Western Washington made 2 errors to SFU's 1. The Vikings, who batted in 3 of 4 runs scored, were led by Malia Andrews, who went 2 for 3, Emma Wise, who went 1 for 4, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in, Olivia Matlock, who went 2 for 4, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in, Emily McCutcheon, who went 3 for 4, and Haley Kim, who went 1 for 2, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in, as Alana Ortala earned the win in a complete game after allowing 3 runs with 5 hits in 7 innings, improving to 19-9. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs were led by Cassidy Effelt, who went 1 for 3, 1 run scored, 3 runs batted in, Lizzie Sugrieve, who went 2 for 3, and Ray Bates, who went 1 for 3, 1 run scored, while Monica Bourque took the loss after allowing 4 runs, 3 earned, with 9 hits in 7 innings for another complete game, falling to 10-12. The second game started at 4:26. While SFU jumped to a 1-0 lead in the bottom of first, Western Washington had a 4-run rally in the top of second, capped off by Emma Weiss's 3-run double off Emma Franklin. The Red Leafs fought back in the bottom of fourth, starting with a Lizzie Sugrieve solo shot off Evelyn Massena, and scored another run to close the gap to 4-3 against the Vikings. However, Western Washington went up 5-3 in the fifth on Haley Rast's solo jack, and added 2 more runs in the top of sixth on Rast's single, both of Avery Rust, as SFU's left fielder McKenna Simmons made an error, while Hannah Houts hit a solo jack off Alana Wartala in the bottom half. That was as close as the Red Leafs got, as they fell 7-4 to the Vikings for a sweep, getting out hit 11-9, while Western Washington made 3 errors to SFU's 2. The Vikings, who batted in 5 of 7 runs scored, were led by Emma Wise, who went 1 for 4, 3 runs batted in, Malia Andrews, who went 1 for 3, 1 run scored, Haley Rath, who went 2 for 3, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in, Emily McCutcheon, who went 2 for 4, Haley Kim, who went 1 for 3, 1 run scored, Layla Carpenter, who went 1 for 4, 1 run scored, and Peyton Chacon, who went 2 for 2, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in, as Emily Massena earned a win after allowing 3 runs, 2 earned, with 5 hits in 4 innings, improving to 4-3, while Alana Wartala earned her third save after allowing just 1 run with 1 hit in 3 innings. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs, who batted in 3 of 4 runs scored, were led by Loren Luktikait, who went 1-for-3, 1 run scored, Grace McMillan, who went 2-for-4, Lizzie Sugrieve, who went 1-for-3, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in, Ella Booth, who went 1-for-4, 1 run batted in, and Hannah Houts, who went 2-for-3, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in, as Emma Franklin took the loss after allowing 4 runs, 3 earned, with 7 hits in 4 innings, falling to 2-6. 3 events were on tap for April 18th. The SFU track and field teams concluded the 3-day Brian Clay Invitational, hosted by Azusa Pacific at Cougar Stadium in Azusa, California, where the distances were in meters, times in minutes and seconds, with the first event, men's 1500 run open, occurred at 8:20 p.m. With the first event, men's 1500 run open, occurring at 8:20 a.m., where the Red Leafs also competed. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. In the men's javelin throw invitational, Thomas McDonald hurled 58.77 for 6 among 12 finishers, 14 in total. In the men's 400 dash, Zachary Jago ran in at 46.97 for 6 among 70 competitors, 78 total. In the women's 400 dash, Charlotte Bosma clocked in at 54.13 for 9th among 71 finishers, 73 total. In the women's javelin throw open, Madison Powell launched 36.47 for 8th among 20 finishers, 27 total. In the men's 100 dash open finals, Adrian Law charged in at 10.79 for 5th among 8. Jacob Hall won the men's 100 dash invitational at 10.63 among 2 finishers, with Antoine Evans of Northwestern State at 10.66, 8 in total. In the women's 100 dash open finals, Arlex Barley bolted in at 12.19 for 3rd among 8th. In the men's 4x400, the quintet of Tyson Carr, Colton Plummer, Liam Barnes, Zachary Jekyll, and Mark Molina dashed in at 311.16 for second, only behind Colombia among 11 finishers, 12 total. In the Brian Clay Invitational, hosted by Azusa Pacific at Cougar Stadium in Azusa, California. Meanwhile, the SFU Red Leaf softball played another doubleheader against Western Washington at Beattie Field on the Burnaby main campus with the first pitch at 12:04 p.m. The Vikings jumped to a 1-0 lead in the top of first. The Vikings jumped to a lead in the top of first, started with Emma Wise's solo shot off Monica Bork as part of a two-run rally, and tacked on two more runs in the third for a 4-0 lead. The Red Leafs cut the lead to two in the bottom half on Lizzie Sugrieve's two-run jack off Evelyn Masella, who was replaced by Alana Wortola in the inning. Western Washington restored their four-run run in the fourth with two more runs, another run in the sixth for a 7-2 lead. SFU's McKenna Simmons hit a two-run jack off Alana Wortola in the bottom of seventh, but that was as close as the Red Leafs got as they fell to the Vikings 7-4, despite a 12-10 edge in hits, with SFU making two errors to Western Washington's zero. The Vikings, which batted in 6 of 7 runs batted in, were led by Emma Wise, who went 2-for-2, 2 runs scored, 2 runs batted in, Malia Andrews, who went 1-for-3, 1 run scored, Haley Rath, who went 2-for-3, 2 runs scored, 2 runs batted in, Olivia Medlock, who went 1-for-3, 1 run batted in, Emily McCutcheon, who went 2-for-4, 1 run batted in, and Peyton Chacon, who went 1-for-3, 2 runs scored, while Alana Wortola earned a win after allowing 2 runs with 6 innings in improving to 20-9. The Red Leafs, which batted in all four runs, were led by Grace McMillan, who went 3-for-4, 1 run scored, Lizzie Sugrieve, who went 2-for-4, 1 run scored, 2 runs batted in, McKenna Simmons, who went 1-for-4, 1 run scored, 2 runs batted in, and Ray Bates, who went 2-for-4, while Monica Bork took the loss after allowing 7 runs, 5 earned, with 10 hits in 7 innings pitched for another complete game, falling to 10-13. Game 2 started at 2:58 p.m. Western Washington opened the scoring in the top of first as Emma Wise hit a solo shot off Emma Franklin. SFU tied the game in the bottom of 6 on a Lizzie Sugrieve's double, plating Grace McMillan from second, went up 2-1 on an Evelyn Macenas wild pitch, plating Cadence Dobranski from third, and Emma Franklin kept the Vikings' bat at bay in the top of seventh, as the Red Leafs salvaged their four-game set with a 2-1 win over the Vikings with a 5-4 edge in hits. Western Washington were led by Emma Wise, who went 2-for-3, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in, and Evelyn Masena took the loss after allowing 2 runs with 5 hits in 6 innings, falling to 4-4. SFU, on the other hand, batted in just 1 of 2 runs scored, were led by Grace McMillan, who went 1-for-2, 1 run scored, and Lizzie Sugrieve, who went 1-for-3, 1 run batted in, as Emma Franklin earned a win after allowing just 1 run with 4 hits in 7 innings for a complete game victory, improving to 3-6.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current softball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. St. Martin's are first at 12-2 conference, 27-13 overall. Conference records seek priority, while overall records are used to break conference ties. Western Washington second, 11-5 conference, 25-16 overall. Simon Fraser third, 13-7 conference, 15-27 overall. Western Washington, 4th, 7-7 conference, 21-20 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 5th, 7-9 conference, 27-16 overall. Montana State Billings, 6th, 5-15 conference, 7-38 overall. And Central Washington, last, 3-13 conference, 9-29 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 16 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, an update on the SFU lacrosse, a long interview with the Burnaby Mayor, Mike Hurley, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Omar's Brighter the Days, Lovey Dovey, featuring Eric Robertson and Radim Devon.
Mountain, now I feel, and it's made me this person who has longed for, and it's you I call on. I can't define love without you. My soul won't be strong. Move on, my destiny. You bring out, invest in this, it don't doubt. Fantasy, I have from nothing can compare for harm. Feelings like this can't be wrong. Getting up, standing up, got to have good love, and I ain't afraid to fall. Risk it all, comes to push and shove, and my fantasy, give me.